listener production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths with your national briefing. The tit-for-tat continues between our political leaders with WA Premier Mark McGowan coming down hard on New South Wales and Victoria over their handling of their budgets. It also comes as Victoria secures its bid to host the Commonwealth Games, but New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has hit back.
We do the same thing. We are constantly out there trying to attract the best events around the world. And last time I checked, It was Western Australia that missed out on the cricket because they closed their borders. So if you want to have fun and activity, come to Victoria and New South Wales.
While at the federal level, Labor's Tanya Plibersek has apologised after likening Peter Dutton's appearance to Harry Potter villain Voldemort. Mr Dutton says he's not the prettiest bloke on the block, but he hopes he can be pretty effective, confirming he'll nominate for the Liberal leadership. Meantime, Labor's now just one seat away from forming a majority government. That's after it claimed the Tasmanian seat of Lyons today. And the gun control debate is raging in the US after the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. A candlelight vigil has been held for the 19 children and two teachers killed in the shocking attack. Democratic candidate Beto O'Rourke has pleaded for change, slamming Texas Governor Greg Abbott for being more interested in the gun lobby.
Why are we letting this happen in this country? Why is this happening in this state? Year after year, city after city, we've got to stand up to this, or we just accept this theater and business as usual, and we accept the next shooting.
In sport, Kangaroos chief Ben Amafio has responded to suggestions the club is broken following a less than impressive start to the season. North Melbourne great Wayne Carey made the comments yesterday, with the club sitting 17th on the ladder after just one win from 10 games. Amafio offering an open invitation to assist the club.
Whether it's Wayne Carey or whoever, we say to them, come into the club, be part of the solution and help us through it. So that invitation is there and we'd love to see them down at the club.
And West Coast has confirmed Josh Kennedy will play on Sunday against the Western Bulldogs. Listener.